Heavy fighting has started between Taliban fighters and anti-Taliban resistance forces based in the Panjshir Valley after talks between the two sides failed to resolve their differences. A resistance spokesman claims a Taliban offensive was repulsed, with the Taliban suffering heavy losses. After the fall of Kabul in mid-August, members of the Afghan security forces from across the country, who felt betrayed by the surrender of their military leaders, made their way to Panjshir to join the resistance. Taliban followers on social media claim the Taliban have taken over several areas previously controlled by the resistance forces. Each side blames the other for the failure of the talks between the two sides. France and Germany on Wednesday urged Iran to return rapidly to nuclear negotiations after a break in talks following Iranian elections in June. Paris demands an immediate restart amid Western concerns over Tehran's expanding atomic work. France's foreign minister told his newly appointed Iranian counterpart in a telephone call it was urgent for Tehran to return to the talks. This according to the French foreign ministry in a statement. A sixth round of indirect talks between Tehran and Washington was adjourned in June after hardliner Ibrahim Raisi was elected Iran's president. Raisi took office on August 5th. Since April, Iran and six powers have tried to work out how Tehran and Washington can both return to compliance with the nuclear pact, which former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018. He then reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A White House spokesperson has told VOA the United States will begin moving 4 million doses